Ty Taylor on WRMJ talking with Mercer County head coach Tim Seedam. The Eagles finish up the season in heartbreaking fashion, losing in overtime on Wednesday night in the regional semifinal to Farmington 54-47. And first off, Coach, I know this one really stings, but it is great in a way to go through this playing in the postseason, not having that last year. So I guess I know the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. How tough of a loss is this one to swallow tonight?
Just as I told our guys, like, we just played a high level basketball game against a really, really good Farmington team. They got a lot of good pieces that are older upperclassmen, and they're well coached, and they play extremely hard. So you look over the course of the season of the caliber of team that is, are we playing our best basketball at this time of year? Yeah, and that's what we want, and that's due to our kids working their tail off in the gym, doing their thing. But quality of game, you're not going to find better basketball than what that game was in the high school level. That was phenomenal on both ends of the court. Tip my hat to all our kids for the work that they put in and what they did in that game. There was a ton of positives, and they put themselves in a place for us to get a W against a tough team. So I'm super proud of our guys. I mean, sure, it's a disappointment to lose, but I can't fault effort in what we're doing as Mercer County basketball team.
Now, as we take a look at the end of regulation, a two-point lead with about 15 seconds left to come out of a timeout on defense. They've got an and one down at the other end, I guess. From the sideline, what did you see on that final possession of regulation for Farmington that allowed them to get the basket?
They were able to get downhill. I think that play was a bobbled play where that was up and out and loose ball and then got tipped and caught in a tough position to guard where that – after that loose play, somebody dove in front of our guy on the rim line, and we didn't check that and shut that down to where I think that bucket was able to happen. But I give our guys the defensive nod and what they did to create the bobbled play and the loose ball and everything like that. And it's all running together in terms of game and in a game with the high level of stress and what was there. But, yeah.
Yeah, there's not much you really can say. And I know this game, pretty much a defensive struggle for both teams all night long. And in overtime, Mercer County able to just score 4 points. So I guess what did you see in overtime on the offensive end of the floor for Mercer County that made it tough?
One of the things they did was, I mean, primary ball handler, Owen stepping up and doing that to where they just started doubling him nonstop to get it out of his hands and wouldn't let him get it back. We were able to get a back door. because of some of that stuff, but that was a big hit to what was there. But execution in some of the sets, it's tough when they're doubling that way on your best player, for sure.
Now, kind of an overall look at the season, finishing up at 18-13, and I know very easily this team could have won 20, 21, 22 games, a lot of close losses kind of right after the new year when you were missing some kids out with COVID and different issues. So I guess it's kind of just a holistic look at the season. What do you make of the 2021, 2022 Golden Eagles?
When I look at, like, just process of our team from when I took over 2 years with our seniors when they were sophomores, I know we put them in tough positions in that level where they were expected to play a lot of varsity minutes, and they did a great job effort-wise, even though results weren't there. But that's something that kind of prepped them for this year. I give a huge nod to our seniors, all three of them on the roster, with Isaac Bigham, Damian Martinez, and Trenton Coulter. Just the energy and effort of practice. I never really had to get on guys because they knew what was expected and what was going on. They made sure practice were at a high level. But overall this season, I'm proud of our guys. We had games where we were missing two and three starters and trying to claw and play in the COVID year. But I'm excited we were able to get a postseason this year. And these experiences our younger guys are getting, some of our upperclassmen didn't get last year and the year before. So experience level, and I just keep telling Coach Brott, we're trending. Mercer County's trending in the right direction. There's a lot of positives and a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, and you look ahead to next year. I know you're returning four of your five starters, and Bigham, I know he did a lot for you on the defensive end of the floor, but he averages 3.5 points per game. So a vast majority of your scoring is coming back next season. And I think, you know, for me at least, I have some pretty high expectations for that group next year, and I'm sure you do too. So I guess over the off season, what are you looking to have happen to make sure going into the season you're ready to make a nice run next season?
Well, a game like tonight, I think something that you put in the back of your mind is motivation of what our expectations are and what we want to do next year, to where I'm all ready to get in the gym as of tomorrow if the kids want to. But we'll go ahead and we'll give that time off, and kids need to relax and be kids. But we'll have an off-season schedule as a normal program would, and I think our kids are going to be motivated to work. And those types of games are what does it and what drives that motivation. Kind of backtracking to, I know you were talking about Isaac defensively. Understand that dude this year did some huge things defensively, guarding the other team's best player night in and night out, keeping them off the boards. And he's a huge piece to success, and scoring points is great. But you look at our defense, and our guys bought in, and due to his leadership doing that, super proud of him, and really all of our guys buying into that defensive end on just concepts. And a lot of great things this year, man.
Mercer County head coach Tim Seedam talking with us after the Golden Eagles season comes to an end on Wednesday night, falling to Farmington in overtime 54-47. Coach Seedam, thanks for your help all season long.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ty.
More coming up on WRMJ after this.